Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and this is Pastor Fred again with Perspectives on the Bible. Now, I want to make a few comments first, but the theme of the program is to deal as best we can with the shock that the disciples must have felt when they realized that Jesus, their brother according to the flesh, and their God according to the Spirit, had raised himself from the dead. And we dealt with that in a previous program, but we're going to get to that. So we're going to be looking at the issue, how did the disciples respond to the death and resurrection of Jesus, and how did Jesus respond to their response, as it were? As applied to us, how do we respond to this new reality, a totally new reality, which is called the resurrection life, or the life of the firstborn from the dead, which is Jesus' term for it. He is the firstborn from the dead. Now, let me just be quick here, because I want to start off with giving a shout-out. Now, I'm not a Baptist, so I'm a Lutheran. So shout-outs, I understand, are forms of acclamation or forms of giving credit to others. And I want to give credit to others because I know that on Blog Talk Radio, there are many, many Christian ministries. As I said, I'm a Lutheran, so I don't have the same theological viewpoint, which is I have the same theology in many respects, but I don't have the same theological viewpoint as the persons who are trying. But we share this in common. All of the people who I'm going to give a shout out to are persons who are in ministry for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would add that I think they are also in ministry for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and his holy church. Now, by that, as a Lutheran, sort of a kind of Reformed Catholic, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, we view the church as an ontological and existential reality, not a building, bricks and mortar only, but indeed a building, bricks and mortar, and we'll get into that in future programs. But I want to give a shout out to my dear friend, Dr. Fay. Dr. Fay has a program on Blog Talk Radio, and I've listened to the program, and I think it's a very helpful program. And so if you're looking for a program that you might be able to tune into and enjoy, I would give a strong recommendation to all of the people I'm going to list in my shout-outs. Dr. Fay, Zach and Angela, for many, many years, Zach and Angela have been in the field of ministry. They have been in the field of mission. They have been in the field of helping people. And I want to call attention to Zach and Angela. And you can, I guess you can go into the Blog Talk Radio and find the different ones. In His Presence is a fabulous ministry. And I want to give praise to that. The Rapture Ready Radio. Now, I'm not a millennialist myself or Killianist, but Rapture Radio, like all other ministries on Blog Talk Radio, are attempting to reach out and to answer the spiritual hunger and to fill the spiritual void and to ease the spiritual yearning of people. And so there is another one here, Diary of a Psalmist. I've listened to this program occasionally, and but actually all of them occasionally, because I'm so busy with my own ministry. I'm a full-time minister. I'm in retirement, but retirement doesn't matter, pay or no pay, and I'm not paid. But in retirement, I'm more busy than I was when I was not retired. So St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bergenfield, New Jersey. And that website, I would... if you look at Reverend Frederick H. Schoenfeld, or Reverend Dr. Frederick H. Schoenfeld, I'm very proud to say that I received my doctorate from Philadelphia Theological Seminary, Lutheran theological cemetery. Cemetery, isn't that funny? That's so funny. We all fall into that every time. It's amazing. Some people say that when we enter the seminary, we enter the cemetery. Oh, I have to laugh because I'm 69, so I remember the days when I was 29, and we used to laugh and laugh and laugh out loud about entering the seminary, which was really our cemetery. Oh my goodness, isn't that funny? Well, God has a sense of humor, doesn't he? It's wonderful. Okay, Best People We Know, another great program that I've watched. A Diary of a Psalmist, I mentioned that. Brother Craig Hatchett, which carries out a phenomenally dynamic ministry on Blog Talk Radio. And Spiritual View, The Spiritual View, another one of the fine programs that we have on this network. And I want to say very important thing that I want everyone to understand, because I find it on a daily basis to be a challenge. And that, namely, it's this. All of us have different viewpoints. All of us have different worldview. We have a different philosophical basis, but we have the same theology. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And by his cross on Calvary, he saved us from our sins, atoned for us, and has given us the guarantee of eternal life through him. For those of us who are not necessarily Catholics or Protestants or Presbyterians or like more, this may be a more of a personal me and my Bible, me and my Jesus concept. For those of us Lutherans, Catholics, Methodists, Presbyterians, we have a different viewpoint, which is to say that people encounter Jesus in the church and they belong to the church. And it's not a bricks and mortar situation. It's not a pews and a front and a back situation, but it is an involvement situation. And if there's any anxiety that this speaker has about some of the modern thinking about church, it's the thinking that, well, the church as building, the church as location, the church as bricks and mortar, the church as program, the church as pastor and people, the church as Sunday worship every single Sunday, day in and day out, every Sunday, 52 weeks a year, without fail, never stopping, is superfluous. My friends, I offer you this suggestion. The church, no matter what form, whether it's rock and roll on a stage in an amphitheater, whether it's in a Gothic building with spires and bells and gongs and vestments, whether it's with a suit and a tie in front of an auditorium, it makes no difference. Christ is praised in his church. The Church of Jesus Christ has only one existence. The Church of Jesus Christ exists only because of Christ. We are connected to Christ, and in Christ we are one. Whether we are one form or another makes no difference. Whether we are highly liturgical or not liturgical at all, which means highly ceremonial versus non-ceremonial. Whether we believe in rock and roll or whether we like the old rugged cross and shall we gather at the river hymnology. Whether we use organs or pianos or no organs or pianos. These are not the significant points of faith. The significant points of faith are, do we understand what Jesus is telling us in the Gospels? And brings me right away to the topic, which is to say, the resurrection of Jesus forever changes the world. It changes the entire world. And there is no other reality. This reality, the reality of Jesus changing the world through the resurrection, is to say that, as I'm trying to make it quick because I don't want to have you reach for the dial and turn off the program. You know, Richmond Radio Incorporated, in conjunction with St. Matthew's Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey, has recently been blessed after much 18 months, 19 months of trial and tribulation, defeat and disaster and resurrection, and defeat and disaster and resurrection and trial and tribulation, we have come through this so that we have now established a terrestrial radio station with the blessing of the with the approval. It's not the blessing, they don't bless us, but with the approval, the licensing approval of the Federal Communications Commission. And so in Richmond, Kentucky, anyone who has any connection with Richmond, Kentucky, needs to tune into 95.9. Now, 95.9 is a rock and roll station. It's an oldies but goodies station. It's a golden oldies station. And I want to quickly go into that before we get into the meat of the word. 20 years ago, this speaker and a few people gathered together to pray, and we found that one of the things that we needed to do was to broadcast the Word of God over the airwaves and in the media, and to be fully engaged with the society, within the contemporary society, on the contemporary society's own terms, from a Christian perspective. Some 20 years later, a fellow who I had been dealing with 20 years before remembered me and called me and said, "Pastor Fred, the Federal Communications Commission is opening up a unique window, the first time in 13 years that they are allowing organizations to apply for low-power FM terrestrial radio stations." Well, I have one foot in Kentucky and I have one foot in New Jersey. And I have a congregation in New Jersey, and I have a volunteer organization called Richmond Radio Incorporated in Kentucky. And so, being the person with a foot in each one of these arenas, I approached both the board of directors of Richmond Radio Kentucky and the board of directors of St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey, and said, "Listen, this is an opportunity from God. We had better apply." And so we did, and we were granted a construction license, construction permit, CP, from the Federal Communications Committee to construct a terrestrial radio station in Kentucky. I won't waste the rest of our program. I think I'll dedicate an entire program to this at another date, but suffice it to say that after much trial and tribulation, after much prayer, and after much struggle, and after much blessing from God, we just the other day received our license. We are fully licensed, Federal Communications Commission licensed radio station in Richmond. Now, this is a local radio station. It's a community radio station. It's dedicated to serving the local community and the local community's needs. The uniqueness that we offer is that, unlike other stations, we are not a Christian station in that sense. We're not broadcasting to the Christians. We're broadcasting to the community. We're not broadcasting to the churches. We're broadcasting to the general audience. We're not broadcasting to those who believe. We're broadcasting to everybody. Well, what makes it unique and important and different? Well, the thing that makes it unique and important and different is that we broadcast to the contemporary culture on its own turf, in its own terms, according to its own values, but we approach all of it from a Christian perspective. So everything we do, service and service and service to the Richmond community, is a service we offer them from a Christian theological, ethical, moral perspective. And therefore, our programs will be community-oriented, will serve the community, and we'll be doing everything we can to improve the community's involvement. I have to look at what I have here. Forgive me. I just got a thing over the internet, and I don't understand what happened. I guess I didn't click the right clicker. I have to get off the radio. I don't know how that happened. I apologize to you. I will try to improve that in the future, but somehow or other, this episode is ended. I'm just going to continue on because I really do have 2 hours, not 15 minutes. And I don't know how otherwise to do it. Okay. Now, I don't want to spend a whole hour talking and then it doesn't get published, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time. The radio station in Richmond, Kentucky is the result of a commitment of the Richmond Radio Incorporated volunteer organization and its board of directors in conjunction with members of the St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Bergenfield, New Jersey, to carry out a servant ministry to the community from a Christian perspective. And that's the key, from a Christian perspective. So if you care to, and you hear this program, you can type into your the top of your, not your search engine, but the top, way up at the top, HHHP, you can type in www.WKRIFM.com. That will bring you to our website, Serving Richmond Community. And we're not streaming internet, but you can get a sampling. If you look at the page, there are two view meters on the page. And if you click on the right view meter, and that's a, you're claiming that, you're not being advertised to it, but you're claiming it. And then that will open up a browser, a broadcast browser. And that browser, if you push the play button, will give you the programming for Richmond Radio Kentucky, WKRI, low power FM 95.9. And if you listen to it for at least an hour, my friends, besides the excellent music and the excellent announcements, you will also hear the Christian input as we develop our outreach work into the community to be a servant of the community from a Christian perspective. And I ask you to pray for us, to help us, to listen to us, and to, if you know anybody in Kentucky, to tell them about this radio station. Again, I'm sorry to have to cut this short. I thought I had much more time. I obviously don't, so I'm going to stop. Now, a quick comment about the sound. Some of this sound may sound very echoing, and I apologize for that. We're trying. This is a very low-finance ministry. We don't have a lot of money. Actually, we have no money. We act from week to week on the basis of the generosity of our listeners. But anyway, that's not the point. I'm not asking for money. If you want to send it, you can send it to me at St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bergenfield, New Jersey, 173 North Washington Avenue, Bergenfield, New Jersey, 07621. But this is not the point. But I thought, you know, put it in there because the Holy Spirit led me to that point. And every $10 or $20 or $50 counts. However, that's not the point of my broadcast. My broadcast is to say that we have been afforded with actually a cooperation, the cooperation of the federal government through the FCC, which is not our enemy, it's our friend. The Federal Communication Commission is our representative regulating the airwaves for our good, and they've done a great job, and I thank them for their open-mindedness and their assistance and their bigness. We have Erickson Broadcasting, Ron Erickson, who is our helped us with the putting in of the actual equipment, and then has helped us with the programming, and now is helping us with the broadcasting. Wonderful, wonderful fellow. We want to thank the American Tower Company. We pay for the tower. We pay $550 a month for the tower. But you know what? It's a professional tower. It's a commercial tower. It's a good deal. And we you know, if we want to help with that, that's wonderful. And I want to thank the Board of Directors of Richmond Radio Kentucky and Richmond Radio Incorporated Kentucky and the Board of Directors of St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Bergenfield, New Jersey, for being able to work together, collaborate together to make a reality happen for the good of the Richmond community. Okay, the sound, I apologize for any echo. I think we'll be able to improve that in the next week or two because we're building a whole entire studio arrangement here. And I apologize, but I hope you will understand. At least you can hear me, and it's not impossible. Okay, I think I'm out of time entirely. I've run into the overtime. So this is Reverend Dr. Frederick Schoenfeld. This is Perspectives on the Bible, and I thank you very much for being willing to listen to us. And I will get on to the topic in the next broadcast, which will be a full 2 hours and not just 15 or so minutes. Thank you very much for listening.